playoffs. And...
Yeah, we know where it is, and it was a big ask today. Not only from ourselves, but a very hungry Coombe side. We always know how difficult it is, a challenge to come here. They make it very physical. The pitch is tight, bobbly. But, you know, they handle that side of it very well. And every time that we come here, we seem to always speak about the same sort of problems and defending set plays and that type of thing. But we are where we are. And, you know, we were also having to rely on, you know, a result elsewhere. So it was very much a game that was always going to be the probability, you know, of going to the playoffs. So we know where we stand with that. And, you know, we've got another opportunity to go en route to where we want our season to be. We're disappointed it's not silverware, but I can only, you know, praise and compliment this group of players in terms of the fantastic run that they went on and the momentum that we've gathered. And we didn't see that quite today, neither we did, but it's important that we get that back, you know, for Tuesday evening and also Saturday, because regardless of finishing that race as well, that race and the sprint of the campaign as well as we did, and again, delighted to take it to the wire. Fantastic support by the Clyde fans today. I thought they were absolutely outstanding, and that's the kind of backing that, once again, I know it's a big ask because they invest so much of their time and their finances and their emotions, but that's the type of support that has carried us through. You know, we're going to certainly need that Tuesday and Saturday and hopefully beyond that. I've got to give a big congratulations to Peterhead. They finished the race the best, you know, and at the end of the day, the one with the most results, you know, thoroughly deserves it. So, as I say there, I'm proud that we ran them as close after, you know, the how far we were behind them, and it speaks volumes of that group of players there. They're very disappointed in terms of the level of the performance or what we didn't do today. But as I said, it's a good learning curve for such a young dressing room also, you know, in terms that they've got to go and face that these type of pressure games. And it's not always about getting your own way and playing football. You've got to earn that. You've got to know how to handle it. So hopefully that they can cash in that experience today in terms of what could have been at the end of that, you know, but there can certainly be something come the end of Tuesday and the end of next Saturday. You know, we've got to grasp it. But a very hungry Edinburgh side will be asking the same, and that's the thing. After you come to game 36 of the season, it's a totally new ball game now. And, you know, we're all going into this semi-finals, and the finals is, you know, on a par. So we are. I certainly believe that form and what league points and that give you goes right out the window. So it is. It's about who turns up in the two legs. So it is, and what we've got to do there is make sure that we do that. Make sure that we do the basics better than what we did today. And, you know, we were speaking to the players. We wanted them to enjoy this week, which was great. We wanted them to enjoy the game in the same manner and the way that they've enjoyed the last 24 previous to that, Ali. And I just felt, you know, a Cowdenbeath side, very hungry one, you know, for nothing really to play for today other than professional pride. And I thought that they were very hungry, and that might me be saying, you know, that's what Edinburgh and Edinburgh City might feel the same, but our boys have got to handle that. So they have, and they've got to make sure they handle it, and they've got to make sure they do that side of the game equally as well themselves.
9 game unbeaten run maybe as well, you know,
lift your
players. How easy will it be to lift
your
players?
Oh, listen, there's no problem. I mean, as I said there, today was a longer shot, you know, in terms of what we had. But I think the wonderful thing about the game of football is that you've always got that hope, you've always got that belief, and there's always another fantastic and romantic story to tell there. Unfortunately, it wasn't the story that we wanted, but we're still in a position to still write our own destiny, you know, in terms of where we want to be and get the same outcome. And we're only going to do that by being at our utmost best come Tuesday evening.